Prepare for blast off now, as our first article this month takes us to a place far, far away, the International Space Station. For almost 20 years, astronauts from as many as 18 different countries have spent months at a time on the ISS. So, what's life like for them living in zero gravity? Well, as you are about to discover, it can be pretty complicated.
Going to the toilet.
This has to be one of the biggest challenges of living in zero gravity. Frankly, it's no fun. You get up, have a nice sachet of hot coffee, and then there's no toilet seat. No toilet at all, in fact. Just an evacuation tube about 20 centimeters wide. It's pretty small, so you have to have good aim, explains female U.S. astronaut Sunny Williams. The tube has a soft air suction to make feces travel down it, but that only works if you target right. We have gloves, because sometimes it does get messy. For urinating, there is a flexible hose like on a vacuum cleaner, but again, there is an art to this. Fortunately, the ISS toilets have copious cleaning supplies. There is a selection of toilet paper, Williams says. We have some Russian wipes, which are a little bit coarse. We have some tissues, which are nice and soft. We have Huggies, just for any cleanup. And then, if it gets really out of control, we have disinfectant wipes, because things can go all over the place. Still want to be an astronaut?
The morning wash. We can't take a normal shower because the water doesn't know how to find the drain, US astronaut Mike Fossum says. What we do instead is clean up with some soapy water and a wash towel. The water and soap comes pre-mixed in sachets that can be warmed in the oven and squirted onto a towel. You then just wipe yourself down with a towel. Brushing your teeth is relatively simple, but again requires a towel. Toothpaste and water will stick to your toothbrush just by surface tension, which is pretty cool, explains Sonny Williams. Once the brushing part is finished, you can do one of two things with the toothpaste. Swallow it, and it's sort of like mouthwash, but it tastes a little gross, or you can just spit it out into a paper towel.
Maintaining muscle. Astronauts on the ISS must do 2 hours of physical training a day to maintain their muscle mass and bone density. If they didn't, Canadian astronaut Chris Hadfield says, they'd all turn into jellyfish. Superficially, the exercises are the same as on Earth. They run, cycle, and lift weights. But, of course, nothing is the same as on Earth. The exercise bicycle, for example, has no seat. You don't need a seat because you don't sit down, says American Sunny Williams. Actually, I haven't sat down for 6 months now. Running is only possible with an elastic harness to hold you down to the running machine. And as weights are weightless in zero gravity, astronauts have to pull against the resistance of a vacuum tube instead, which gives a similar result. Perhaps the strangest difference of all, though, concerns the sweat they produce. It doesn't run off their faces, but gathers in a ball of salty water on their heads as they work out.
Celestial cuisine. In the early days of space exploration, food was squeezed out of tubes and brought up in dehydrated packets, says Chris Hadfield. But today, there's all sorts of things that we'd normally have on Earth that we can consume in space, with some minor adaptations. These adaptations include using liquid salt and pepper, as the Earth versions would get in people's eyes. But it starts with more basic changes. First of all, we don't have a plate, says Italian astronaut Samantha Cristoforetti. It wouldn't make much sense. Instead, items come pre-cooked in aluminium packets. You can eat them straight from the packet or, if you're feeling adventurous, mix them up into interesting combinations in a tortilla wrap. Mixing food in zero gravity isn't easy, though, so, as Hadfield admits, most just eat one thing after another. The worst thing about space food? Most astronauts say what they really miss is fresh fruit and vegetables.
Work and leisure. The ISS is essentially a laboratory, and the major occupation of its residents is to carry out the experiments that are their mission objectives. So far, about 2,500 experiments have been designed for the ISS astronauts in almost every domain of scientific research, from how to light a fire in space to exploring the effects of exposure to space radiation. But a large part of their time is devoted to keeping the space station in good working condition. We run around with little swabs the whole time to measure what microbes, viruses, and tiny bits of life might be growing on the spaceship, says Chris Hadfield. In their free time, there is one place on the ISS where every astronaut wants to go. Into the cupola, a dome-like module that has a 360-degree view of our planet below. As the ISS orbits the Earth every 90 minutes, they can see 16 dawns and 16 sunsets in a single day. With time, they become skilled in recognizing exactly where they are above the Earth and recognizing the different cloud structures and soil colorations native to different continents. Ironically, having devoted their lives to leaving Earth, Earth now fascinates them above all else.
Sleep time. Each astronaut on the ISS has a bedroom or sleep station, which is roughly the size of a telephone box. It is also like a little office, says Sonny Williams. I have a computer in there, a couple of toys, some books and clothes, and other things that make it feel a little like home. There is a sleep station on each wall, so four of us sleep in a circle. Once in their station, they get inside a sleeping bag. But that's as close as it gets to going to bed in the terrestrial sense. You can have your sleeping bag in any orientation, and you'll feel like you're standing up, Williams says.